300,000 senior citizens in Georgia are hungry, putting the state ninth from the bottom when it comes to food insecurity among the elderly. But the state is hoping to turn things around with a new, first-of-its-kind plan.
Yeah. I said, Lord, I hope they left some.
3 to 4 days a week, Ernestine Mims comes to the senior center in Twiggs County to eat lunch with her friends.
I laugh and talk, and I can go the day on. Don't think about nothing, no pains or nothing. And when I come up here, I make me forget about it. It's just like a home away from home.
But she says if she were home, she'd be having a sandwich. But here, it's salad, corn, chili, milk, apple pie, and company. Research shows that when seniors eat together, they are more likely to finish their meal. It's a scene playing out in more than 200 centers across the state, and a lifeline for older people who may not have enough to eat. The Twiggs County program serves those as young as 62 and as old as 97. Director Denise Goodman says older people face a multitude of barriers when it comes to getting food.
You're having to choose sometimes between, okay, medicine or food. And so sometimes you can't eat a balanced diet because your income's limited.
Because Twiggs County is rural, it's hard to get around, and there's just one grocery store. It's issues like this that prompted Georgia to create the nation's very first state-level plan for senior hunger. While other states include senior hunger in their plans on aging, they don't address it specifically. The plan is a year old and points out that Georgia's population is aging, and safety nets like Social Security often fall short.
Cost of living has skyrocketed well beyond what the structure of the support systems that are in play. And then at the same time, you have to look at the fact that seniors are living longer.
That's Tematope A. Walker. She's the state's senior hunger nutrition coordinator with Georgia's Department of Human Services and tasked with implementing the plan. It divides the state into 12 regions, with each one forming a coalition made up of service providers, nonprofits, and grocery stores. But it's different depending on where you live.
We're really talking about the urban and rural divide and saying, okay, some strategies will work across both areas, but some things will be strategic to a particular area.
In Twiggs County, that's a community garden, meals, transportation, and helping people who qualify for food stamps get them, even though the benefits are small. In some cases, just $15 a month. Results from the first year of the plan are just coming in. Meanwhile, Walker does know that only 1/10 of Georgia's elderly go to senior centers. She hopes more people will discover them.
Sometimes it's when you get the buy-in of the senior, who then in turn will tell another senior about how impactful something is, that you really have a breakthrough.
And one of those cheerleaders is 81-year-old Cora Banks.
That's nice being with somebody. I don't like to sit home. Ain't nobody gonna be there but me. I enjoy sitting here eating with them. Yes, I do. Sure do.
Because when seniors eat together, their health can be as good as their company. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.